When I go to bat as many times as I have, I'm bound to get a good average. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with Instant Illumination. When I go to bat as many times as I have, I'm bound to get a good average. Now, this is a very positive statement to make. It's a very good statement to make. It's a statement that reveals what's going on in my mind. It's a statement that reveals what's going on in my world. It's made, of course, about some of the baseball players. Those who get so many times at bat that they average out very nicely. But of course, that's not really true. It's not how many times I go to bat that I'm bound to get a good average. It's how many times I have the right attitude in my mind that brings me in harmony with my highest and my best. How many times do I go to bat and see the ball going right where I want it to go? How many times do I do that? That's what makes the difference. That's what makes the difference. Now, we have a lot of people in our world who would like to discourage us. We have a lot of people in our world who would like to take issue with us on some of our positive Pollyanna type of thinking. And that's good. That's good because it challenges us to be all the more definite about what we mean, what we believe, who we are, and why we are doing the things we're doing. Think about that very seriously, because that's what life is all about. Life is all about walking our path in a perfect way. If a doctor works with patients and thinks, well, we win some, lose some, well, I wouldn't really like to have him working on me. If the doctor works on me as an individual idea, an individual concept, an individual person, an individual thought, that's my kind of man. Because then he is looking at me and working with me from the point of view of where I am. He's working with me from the point of view of where my values are. He's working with me from the point of view of what direction do I want to go. Okay, so I tell the doctor, I don't want to quit smoking. I don't want to quit drinking. I don't want to quit taking drugs. I don't want to quit doing these things. And the doctor will say, hey, that's cool. We will prepare you for a very easy passing because you are destroying your body. And you say, well, doctor, how can you talk that way about me? I'm not destroying my body. I'm just doing these things that please me. Yes, that's true. You're doing these things that momentarily please you and momentarily make you feel uplifted, illumined, and happy. But really, they're not getting you anywhere. The more often you take drugs, the more you destroy your a possibility of living with a perfect mind. Now, you look at all the people who have been on drugs and who have been coming off of them and who live a reasonably good life, but that's what we see. That's what we see. What is it they really could have been? What was it that they really were before they destroyed a lot of the nerve cells in their brain and made them useless to being the full, revealed person that they are? You see, it's just like you say, when I go to bat as many times as I have, I'm bound to get a good average. If I take drugs as long as I have, I'm bound to destroy some of my brain cells. I'm bound to destroy some of my body cells. I'm bound to make a change in my charisma for myself. Instead of looking for the divine within me, I look for it in drugs. Well, hey, that's cool too. Anything we want to do is cool. Anything we want to be is okay. There's no big deal about this. There's no badness or goodness about this. It's just a matter of what is it we want to do? What is it we want to see for ourselves? What is it we want to experience? Now you say, what does that got to do with when I go to bat as many times as I have, I am bound to get a good average? Well, when you let your habit, control you, then you're not in control of it. If, as you go to bat, you don't do well, then you will not get a good average, and you will not continue going to bat. You can be sure of that. If you go to bat and you say, I always hit the ball well, I always make a good slam hit, and I always bring it across for a good movement on the base here, then you do. You do because you're putting that cause in motion. And good baseball players put that cause in motion. Good human beings put that cause in motion for themselves. What is it that we want? What sort of habit do we want to have that operates our life, that directs our life, that controls our life, that is our life? What sort of habit do we want? Do we want a habit that we are in control of, or do we want a habit that is in control of us? Too often, our habits are in control of us. Our habits run our life. Our habits set up our pattern of thinking. Our habits determine what our values are. Our habits determine who our friends are, what our relationships are. Our habits make for whatever we are in life. And it's kind of a shame. Now, it's not that you have to be something or not be something. That is not important at all. What it is, what would you like to be? What is your dream for yourself? What is your expectation for yourself? Does or do your habits support the direction that you want to go for yourself? Do you want to live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body? Do you want to be independently wealthy? Do you want to be surrounded by beautiful friends? Do you want to have a great deal of talent that's being used in a very meaningful way in your life? Do you want to be respected, enjoyed, and experienced by many, many, many in life? If this is what you want, then that means you have to be in charge of your habit. You have to be in charge of the pattern you put in motion for yourself. People who are excellent in baseball are excellent because they practice. Every moment of their life, they're thinking in whatever it is necessary to do to be a good baseball player. A medical doctor, he practices his profession, and he works very diligently to be the very best he can be. Sometimes we think the medical doctor gets a lot of money for doing nothing. Huh. If the medical doctor is really worth his salt, he's in there and he knows the latest activities going on in the field of medicine, the field of drugs. He knows what's going on in the area of medicine, in the area of surgery, in the area of things that can be done. He knows that. And he passes this on to his patients, not only as information, but as genius and talent that he has. He trains himself diligently to be exquisite in his field. Now, what field do we want for ourselves? Oh, but I'm older and I'm younger and I'm this and I'm that. No, no. Right this moment, our life begins. This is the first moment of our entire life. Right this moment. What is it that we would enjoy doing in our life? I listen to myself and I think to myself, gee, I got a voice of a 25-year-old. And people say, well, you do not. You have a voice of a mature man. Well, I was mature when I was 25. So, but no, that's not the point. The point is, what is it I visualize myself as? Do I visualize myself as young and dynamic and forceful, capable of doing all the things I set before myself to do? Am I visualizing myself in that perfect pattern to see myself as ideal in every way, shape, and form? Or do I see myself differently? Do I see myself as being incomplete? Do I see myself as always training, always preparing, always trying to be? You see, a medical doctor does not see himself always trying to be. A medical doctor is a medical doctor, and he merely maintains his quality of being a doctor by maintaining his ability to stay up on the latest information that is brought forth in his field. Now, this is for you, this is for me, this is for everybody in whatever field they're in. What do you want to do? What do you want to train yourself in? What do you want to experience for yourself? What would you like to be? Whatever it is you want to be, it takes just a little bit of awareness that you have a good average because you keep your mind one-pointed on the direction you want to go. You keep your thoughts one-pointed on the direction you want to go. And you arrive at the place you want to go because your habits are ones that you are in charge of, not habits that are in charge of you. You're in charge of your habits, and you say that, I am in charge of my habit, 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 I am in charge of my habit. And as you say that, You are in charge of your habit. As you say that, you put that cause in motion for yourself. As you say that, you are fulfilled in every beautiful way. Affirm these things to yourself today. Live these things to yourself today. Know that you are the master of your habit. You are the master of your experience, of your body, of your affairs, right now. And as you know that, enjoy it to its very greatest and fullest, because that's who you are, and that's what life is all about. Have a wonderful day, and know that I am with you always, thinking positive thoughts for you, because I love you, I love you, I love you.